se ligaram, eu também.
Boa de necessidade.
Darrow, Naira.
My love, Anen.
Bedigel, Helen. My star, Katedren.
Don't worry. You're safe now.
You can consider yourself lucky. Ships that sink near the Shifting Isles usually have no survivors.
We're sorry for what happened. It must have been horrible.
Yes. So many lives, forever lost like tears in the rain. Would have been better for those who don't understand the forces of nature to stay on the shores. But what can you expect from humans? No matter. We warned them countless times.
Darrow!
Vaunica! By the Phoenix! Is this the way we treat our guests?
I'm sorry. Wear my manners, right? Don't worry, little human. My sister will take care of you till you're able to leave. No vera, Naira?
I'm sorry. My sister. I know she can be mean sometimes. But believe me, she's one of the good ones. She just has a hard time showing it. No. No, don't. You need to rest. Where are we? Well, far away from your world. You washed up on the beach just a few miles from here. I don't know if humans have a name for this place. We call it Melamar. That translates into place of birth or origin of the world. I don't really know any similar term in your language. Your accent sounds like you are a citizen of the Empire. If that is true, you must have traveled for a very long time. Would you tell me the purpose of your journey? Me? I don't understand. You don't even know me. Why would you want to... The one who went to meet all three kinds of elves. What do you mean by that? So, you have traveled through the magical forest. You've met the wood elves, then took a ship to cross the great ocean. But why? Why would a human take such a long and dangerous journey? You flatter me. But isn't that a bit too much? I don't even know your name. Oh, that's a beautiful name. My name is Naira. Stop. It is kind of hard to express in your language, but it basically means flame heart or Heart of the Flame. What does your name stand for? The fact that you don't know doesn't mean there is no meaning. Hey, please be careful. Your body hasn't fully recovered yet. Why is this place called Origin of the World? Well, we called it like this because it is our origin. All elves descend from this island. Look! About 3,000 miles east, on the other side of the great ocean, lies the human world. This is where you came from, and also where the magical forest is located. Oh yes, all the wood elves that live there originate from here. Once, they were pioneers that left to explore the world. Many, many decades before. They might be different today. Wood elves are a bit more... rough. And they aren't as political as we are. An advantage, if you ask me. They also have a stronger connection to nature. You can tell by the way they look. But once, they were high elves, just as we are. Dark elves. I don't know much about them. Usually, we don't talk about the outcasts. A long story short, after we lost contact with those who today are called wood elves, there were some discrepancies in our ranks. They are bad and dangerous people, poisoned by the belief they were chosen to rule over our world. They were banished many centuries ago as punishment for their arrogance. They were forbidden to ever set foot in their former homeland again. I'm sorry if I bored you with my stories. Okay. Because you look... I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I've never met a human before, and... You are... You are quite different. Not in a bad kind of way. Sorry. My hair. Oh. Elven hair is indeed made out of moonlight. It has the power of the stars. No, I'm kidding. It's just silver. Ish. You could even call it gray. So, thank you for pointing that out for me. I'm just kidding. You don't have to be sorry. Yes and no. I'm not that old. I'm actually...
Nissa! What are you talking about? Sounded like you two were about...
Nothing, sister. We...
Okay. Anyway, dinner is on the table. The family would be pleased if you would join us.
Of course, Nissa. Just a moment.
Sure. Hivwin.
Okay. Just a few words about how you should behave. High elves are... they're very... How should I say?
Don't make them wait.
Okay, just follow me. Where was I? Appearance as well as behavior plays a very important role in our society. So you shouldn't... Okay, just do what I say and only speak when spoken to. Because you're human, they might overlook certain things, but we don't want to push it. This way! This will be great. Today is a feast. Come, come. Here we are. And remember, just do what I say and let me do the talking. Okay? Remember what I told you. Over here. Quick. No, don't worry. Nobody is upset because of you. It's just that we hardly have any human visitors. Would you please hand me the decanter over there? Thanks. You want some? Miricarne. The best wine you've ever had. Trust me. Go on. But be careful. It should be quite strong for a human. No, dear Wick. No, uncle. They don't speak our language. Umbar. Shipwrecked, uncle. Nyatini Sindhu. Yaifi. Please ignore him. He's drunk.
Ui lunte!
Sorry, what did you just say? Why we? We do not serve meat. I know it must be hard for you to understand. But would you want to consume an animal that you shared thoughts and feelings with?
Oh, how cute. Here, have some more wine, human. You know, this is a magical place. Today is Asar Meren.
Festival of life.
Come, human. Dance with me.
Nissa!
What? Father wants to speak to you. I'm here to take care of our little friend while you're gone listening to his concerns.
No. I don't have time yet. Tell him...
back.
Oh. Guess someone's had a little too much.